Democrat George Johnson is trying again to be the next Anne Arundel County executive. The former county sheriff lost a previous bid to John Leopold in 2006. This time, Johnson is facing Republican delegate Steve Shue in a county with a Democratic voter registration edge, but a Republican record when it comes to electing county executives. WIPR's Kenneth Burns reports that the candidates have different views on some of the most important issues to voters, including taxes and schools.
Johnson, who served as sheriff for 12 years before he ran for county executive the first time, made a lot of friends on both sides of the aisle. The same could be said for Shue, who has been in the General Assembly for about 8 years. In fact, they have a lot of the same friends, but they have sharp differences when it comes to how Anne Arundel should operate. Take taxes in schools, for example. Shue wants to cut taxes.
I believe the level of taxes and fees in this county and in the state are way too high and are making it hard for people to live here, to work here, and to start a business here.
And he wants to build more smaller high schools, arguing that the 2,000 student schools the county has been building are just too big.
Academic studies make it very clear that as schools get too large, academic performance goes down, and after-school opportunities for kids become less available.
Johnson says the timing for Shue's tax cutting and school building could not be worse.
I just don't know how both of them could possibly equate after we just came off of the worst economic time since the Depression. And our county needs an opportunity to recover from that.
Johnson also says it will be difficult to get the state money necessary to build new schools, especially a 13th high school. And although he doesn't talk of cutting taxes, he has pledged to not raise taxes or fees and promised to aggressively court new businesses.
We're going to provide incentives. We're going to provide tax breaks. We're going to do the type of things that create a business-friendly environment for Anne Arundel County so that these new businesses, when they come, they bring jobs for our people.
Johnson and Shue both say they want to expand boaters' access to the water in a county with more than 500 miles of shoreline, but very few public boat ramps.
We only have but four or five in the whole county for people to launch their boats.
Shue wonders why Johnson hasn't done anything about that in the 8 years he's been superintendent of the Maryland Natural Resources Police.
What could he do as a Natural Resources Police to open up the access?
Advocate. Go before the county council, meet with the county executive, come up with a plan.
Democrats hold a slight registration edge in Anne Arundel County, but Dan Nataff, head of the Center for the Study of Local Issues at Anne Arundel Community College, says the result in this race could depend on turnout for gubernatorial candidates, Republican Larry Hogan and Democrat Anthony Brown.
If Hogan is the kind of hometown Anne Arundel candidate, drives Republican voters beyond their normal numbers to show up, boom, that's going to definitely help Steve Shue. Conversely, if Anthony Brown drives African-American turnout, well, they would not vote for George Johnson. He's on the ballot as a D. Why would they just not vote for that?
Although there has been no independent polling, Nataff says it's likely to be a tight race. Two of the last three county executive races were determined by less than 6,000 votes. I'm Kenneth Burns in Anne Arundel County for 88.1 WIPR.